Bruce, 25 years after the first movie. You're getting sick of hearing that, by the way.
No, I do the math a little differently, but I thought it was 27 years, but we'll stick with 25. Yes.
I mean, and since that sort of very claustrophobic first movie in many respects, they've been getting bigger and bigger and bigger. When you do a new Die Hard, do you sit down and say, we've got to try and outdo the last one?
Yes. Well, the scale is... Another whole crew works on that, on the special effects and how to make it big and how to give it that grand size. But the claustrophobic feeling that we had in the first film was one of the things that made it so cool, I think. I mean, it was, you know, cool for me. Crawling around tight spaces, climbing on top of elevators, all that stuff. Trapped, the idea of being trapped anywhere. We weren't necessarily trapped in Moscow or in Washington, D.C. or New York. But, yeah, I think I like the first one. That's my favorite one.
This one, obviously, it's different because McClane goes to the terrorists, and you have that whole fish out of water feeling to it.
The fish out of water thing is a real touchstone of the film, is that he... Or maybe it's just the fact that I just don't know that much, that this character doesn't know that much, that he always thinks he does. He thinks it's the right thing to do, to go to Moscow and go find his son. He hasn't seen his son since his... son burned South Philadelphia to the ground when he was 15 years old. My son went away for a few years and did a bit up in Rahway. So I haven't seen him since then. I thought he turned into a gangster. And so it seemed like a good idea to go to a country that I don't speak the language.
Is that John McClane's enduring appeal with audiences? He's the everyman. He doesn't grandstand, does he? He just does what he thinks, right?
He's like Job. He just puts his head down and just does it and then tries to figure it out. But fortunately, his son is a smart kid and a smart guy. And he forgives me for, you know, getting his guy killed, you know, his boss killed.
You have this father and son added dynamic to the movie. I mean, only the McClanes could sort their issues out in a war zone, right?
These Die Hard films always have some form of family conflict in them. Going back to my wife in the first film, my wife in the second film as well. There's always some kind of family conflict that we can grind some comedy out of and some drama out of it. And I like this kid. Jai Courtney came in with a great South Jersey accent and just a great attitude and tough guy, and I'd like to do another one with him.
And just finally on that point, you want to do another one with him. You obviously want to do more Die Hards. Is there an element in this movie of passing the baton, do you think? Can it go on just with Jack McClane?
No, I understand the question. I probably should have retired a long time ago, but I still have fun doing it, and I'm sure there will come a day.